Who came home? Huh? The question is, if somebody is following the devotional formula, as we have one particular formula that we follow. So in our formula, we don't take tea and coffee. You know the reason why we don't take tea coffee? Anybody knows? Any guesswork? Why you don't take tea coffee? What is wrong in tea coffee? The world is taking tea and coffee. It contains tannin, caffeine, which are nervous system stimulants and which are habit forming and which make you dependent on them. They're addictive compounds. You cannot compare them with alcohol and brown sugar and heroin. But you know, poison in 1% quantity or 100% quantity, poison is poison. It always have its effect. You can't say, I will take 1% poison, I will not take 100% poison and I will be safe. No. So tea coffee we don't take because tea coffee makes you dependent, and medically we have learned that how it forces the liver to release glucose from glycogen stores at odd times, because the body has got a normal cycle, no? Of wakefulness and sleepiness. So there is adrenaline and noradrenaline from adrenal glands over the kidneys. You know, drink tea, the tannin, caffeine goes and stimulates it. Then it goes, stimulates the liver, and liver breaks down the glycogen and puts glucose in the blood, and you appear to be fresh and alive for some time, awake. And after 1 hour, again you feel sleepy. Actually, first, before you feel sleepy, you feel hangover. Because after some time, you drink tea and you are awake for 2-3 hours. After 2-3 hours, the last hour is complete confusion. You can't even read anything, you can't remember anything, and neither you can sleep also. The stage of hangover. And then you may get little sleep afterwards. So it's called a slow and small quantity of poisoning goes on constantly. It makes the body into habituated form. Affects the nervous system and the hormonal system to a certain degree. When you withdraw that, you understand what the effect. Suppose you don't take your morning tea, then what happens? Arey, aaj to dhyan hi lag raha nahi, concentration hi nahi hai. क्या हुआ आज उठे चाय नहीं पिया आज सुबह तो जल्दी से मैं चाय नहीं मिल सका देन यू फील की देयर इज नो कॉन्सेंट्रेशन देयर इज नो एंथुसियाज्म देयर इज लेथार्जी इवन इफ यू ड्रिंक 2 cups ऑफ टी पर डे और 50 cups ऑफ पर डे द इफेक्ट इज सेम व्हेन यू डोंट ड्रिंक इट दिस इज कॉमनली सीन दिस इज सपोज टू बी अ एडिक्टिव ड्रग और कंपाउंड सो इन आवर डिवोशनल लाइफ We don't take alcohol or cigarette or anything or like that, but not even tea coffee also. So that there is no dependence except food. Food you have to depend upon. You can't give up food. Food can't be turned into an addictive, you know, thing. It's a need of the body. It's nourishment. It's not addiction. I mean, one day you can have rice and dal instead of chapati and sabji, but you can survive. But a coffee drinker cannot drink tea and get the same kick. Right? So coffee chahiye. And that too you also particular brand only. Then only you'll get that feeling of freshness. Because it's a habit forming drug. So her question is, when you are following this regulatory principle in your devotional life, when you get guests at home and they want tea, coffee, so what should you do? His answer is, we can give him. But suppose you don't have in the house, we don't even have in the house, what to do? We don't even keep in the house tea, coffee, or nothing is there. What if some guest comes and say, ki, I need a cigarette. You have cigarette in the house? So what do you say? I don't have. Right? And somebody says, you have egg omelette. You say, sir, we don't take egg or omelette. You know, we can give you tomato omelette. This is a very tricky situation that we all undergo in our houses. Maybe when my mother comes and stays in my house, or my father was there before, he would come to my house. So they have been drinking tea for 50 years, 60 years in life. So now I have become a devotee of Hare Krishna and I don't drink tea and coffee. And father says, what about us? You know, at least drink, give us, no? So then I bought tea in the house and I gave a separate pot and I told them, we can make for you and give you. But don't make us drink, you know, don't drink with me also 1 cup, you know, don't do that. And if it is possible to avoid, you can avoid. But one should not hurt the guests by a simple thing. If they demand alcohol, you definitely can say, sorry sir, bye-bye. You don't give alcohol to anybody in the house. Somebody says, I want maybe red meat or chicken or something like that. There are levels of things, you know, which we can afford to break or not break. You can't say, because the guest is telling you, please give alcohol to us. I'm used to drinking alcohol thrice a day. One peck, tedious, with some soft drink in that. It's not possible. But take off is a very mild thing. So in case you can avoid, if your relations are okay, but if your mother-in-law comes and she says no tea coffee for you, then you will have everything destroyed in the house, emotionally. She has the power, na? She has that, what you call, nuisance value. It's a good value also, but nuisance value is there. So if you just deny tea to her, then she will make so many things miserable for you. You will say, okay, drink one tea, but please give me peace. So as per situation, you can decide. One should understand, you know, the essence of the principle, why we follow the principle. But at times, mildly you can adjust it, but not willfully, not with desire and plan, you know. Okay, let my mother-in-law come, so I also can have one sip of tea also. Many years I have not had, you know. So, any question regarding your nursing and spirituality? Do you really feel that you need spirituality in the nursing? Or you feel that 2 years are enough of bhakti within the hospital? No more spirituality afterwards. 2 years of spirituality, then forget about it. So if there is some question, then we can continue, otherwise we can end.